Today marks the first day of classes for the Slater School District, and we're visiting with their superintendent, Dr. Terry Lorenz. Well, Superintendent, welcome to a new school year. I can't believe it's time, but it is. So let's start by talking about some of the things that you guys did over the summer. Any projects to your buildings or anything like that, if you will, please.
We've had quite a few different things going on for the grounds and facilities. We're adding a outdoor basketball court for our elementary through some fundraising monies that were raised. That project's just about to get underway. Everything seems to be wanting to start right about the time school starts. And I think a lot of the construction that we had got pushed off a little bit later than we expected is starting here just in the next week or so, but that's going to be a nice addition for our playground. We also are just about to get the paperwork, and everything is about to start for our sidewalk project that's going all around our building. We want a grant from MoDOT to put in sidewalks and ADA accessible routes all around the building, so that's really a nice addition. The guys inside the building have been working hard. We've put a couple of new doors on to our gym. We've taken out all the old bleachers. We're expecting the arrival of brand new bleachers that have been made possible by the donations of many local businesses and alumni clubs and booster clubs and individual people. Those bleachers are scheduled to arrive about mid-October, so hopefully have those in and get them up just before we start the indoor basketball season in November. So that was a nice addition. We've done quite a bit inside and out, making some room improvements with carpeted a few places, stripped some hardwood flooring, and really the guys worked hard and really got it looking good. I'm anxious for people to stop by and see it outdoors. We continue to work on some landscaping things, getting a couple pieces of concrete poured in different places just to make things more accessible. So it's been a busy, short summer with the school year going longer last year because of all the snow days. Shortened up our summer a little bit, so the guys really had to double their efforts. We've also added new digital network phone system to our school. We've added speaker system out in the halls and all the common areas that we didn't have before, which is really going to be a nice addition just for security and safety. We're adding cameras as well. We've been working on that project this summer, putting cameras in, just trying to work on getting some things in place to make it set more safe and secure at Slater School. So, yes, it's been a very busy summer.
It has been. It sounds like you guys are ready for the kids to come back, though. So, okay, so talk to me about any changes that we'll see to your school district this year as far as programming or changes in staff.
We seem to be continuing to grow. A lot of our class sizes typically run about 25, and we've had several of them down in the elementary that are pushing up over 30, so we're just recently adding a few aides to our staff. We've been adding 10 new staff members for the upcoming year. We've had several move on. Several went to different area schools, to Marshall, had several retirements, and so we're really excited. I've got a really bright, young bunch, probably one of the best bunches I've been a party of hiring. These 10 new folks coming in. I'm anxious. They're excited. They're nervously excited. And, you know, that's the way everybody gets a little bit here right before the tip-off. But it's fun. It's a great time of the year. It's really the beauty, I think, of education. It gives everybody a chance to start fresh, whether you're new or a veteran. And it's just a great time.
It is. Nothing better than that back-to-school time. Superintendent, have you received your preliminary results on your standardized testing?
We have. We don't have it completely broken down, but we went down in a couple areas. We came up in a couple areas. It was a little bit frustrating because we put so much effort into data teams and really working hard with our data and crunching our numbers and finding out where our kids are weak to try to help make them stronger. But I think we're on track. We're in a good place. The numbers just haven't quite shown and reflected exactly the hard work we've been putting in the last couple of years to bring our numbers up. So I'm confident even with this new bunch that are coming in, we're going to continue working to turn our weaknesses into strengths. I feel good. I've got a great leadership team around me that has a good handle on the direction of this data-driven direction that DESE's taking us in these days, and we're well-versed in it. We're doing a good job passing that on to our teachers. Our teachers are starting to pick it up. The new evaluation system's a new piece that everyone's being forced to start into this year. So the leadership team and I are working hard on that, trying to get that into a manageable position in place so we can start looking at student growth inside of teacher evaluations. It's a little scary for some of the veterans, but it's a good thing. It's just going to take some time to get this new system in place and up and going.
Talk to me, if you will, about your budget a little bit. How does it look moving into the new school year?
Very pleased with the way our school year ended off last year. We were actually able to give the teachers a raise for the first time in 7 years, and then I was still able to take my reserves from about 27.5% up to almost 32% reserve, so I was very, very pleased with that. We're at a point now where I had been shooting for the three, going on 3 years that I've been here, to get us climbed back up to that low to mid 30% range in reserves so that we can keep looking at and focusing on getting some teacher raises and making some of the much needed upgrades and improvements that the school building needs. And, you know, I'm very fiscally conservative, and I'm very happy that that's paying off for us, and we're able to, a little bit at a time, able to continue to make improvements and work on things that's been needed. Our budget last year ended strong. We're starting off the year healthy. I'm excited as long as the state funding doesn't pull any fast ones on us. I feel good about it this upcoming year.
Yeah, we'll watch that veto session come through. Superintendent, how many students do you have in the district this year?
The number's very fluid because in the last week we've had, I think they told me, 15 more show up. So we're probably in about the 360 range, between 360 and 370.
First day of school. I hope it's a good school year for you guys. Anything else that you would like to add, sir?
Just, I'm fortunate to be working in a district where the students get up and come to class, and the parents are very supportive of that and all the programs we do. And the business people in this community have just been super supportive and allowed us to do some things that we just wouldn't have been able to do without their backing and financial support. And they've just fallen in behind us, and it's just a very warm and welcoming community in that aspect. And they really do think about their students and their education here first, and that's what drew me to the town, and that's what's keeping me in the town.